covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun.
Oh, that's not true. I am always fun. And I am not sorry. Let's get this straight. I am not sorry. I do not apologize for telling you the truth. Like Harry Truman said, I don't give them hell. I tell them the truth and they think it's hell. Great statement from a guy who wouldn't recognize his own party at this point. By the way, if you thought there was bias in the media, boy, you may have thought so, but I don't think you had any idea. A new study out indicates the liberal media's summer of hate when it comes to pummeling Donald Trump. The Media Research Center put together a report based on Media Research Center analysis of statements from reporters and nonpartisan sources on the three big networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC's main evening newscast. 91% of the coverage on Donald Trump was negative. 91%, and I find that shocking because I thought it would have been higher. I'm not sure they got that right. They might want to revisit that because I thought it'd be closer to like 98 or 99%. Hell, they even go after Melania for her shoes. And with that in mind, I want to make an observation for anybody that may be listening, that may be considering running for office anytime in the near future. Republicans or Democrats, you should listen closely to what I have to say here. Because there's a race that I want you to watch. It's extremely important. Because former Alabama Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, Roy Moore, could well be the canary in the coal mine for all establishment politicians, all establishment politicians who refuse to work with President Donald Trump on the agenda he was hired and elected to execute. Moore, you've probably heard his name. He is the renegade jurist who refused to remove the Ten Commandments from the courthouse in Alabama in 2003. He was stripped of his position as Chief Justice as a result. He didn't care. He stuck to his principles and to his maverick guns and blazed on. More recently, after being reelected as Chief Justice, he was rebuked for ordering Alabama judges to enforce the state's ban on same-sex marriage. That order in direct opposition to the ruling from the United States Supreme Court. And you would have thought, well, this guy, you know, he's marginalized himself. He's pushed himself, you know, into a point of just being completely unimportant. Not true. Because now he's running for the U.S. Senate seat left behind by Senator Jeff Sessions when he became Attorney General in the Trump administration. Luther Strange, or if you will, Senator Luther Strange, was appointed to fill the seat on an interim basis and is the establishment pick for the job, but Moore, running well ahead of him and bested Strange by 6 points in the August 15th Republican primary, which has triggered a runoff that is coming up soon. Even the president endorsed Luther Strange, but that has had little impact on the race so far. Roy Moore should be a loud and clear warning to all those Republicans who are not taking seriously the idea of a primary challenge, many of which have also been suggested by the president. You see, it is becoming ever more clear that voters just aren't interested in politics as usual anymore. Either you do as you promised while you ran for office, or prepare yourself to face an angry mob of voters more than happy to implement term limits on you one seat at a time. Hey, Washington. Hey, Michigan members of Congress and the U.S. Senate, you have been warned. Watch what happens with Roy Moore. It's telling you what people are thinking. They're not impressed with your inside-the-beltway behavior. Keep it in mind. And over the last few days, speaking of inside the beltway, I've now read several excerpts from What Happened. What Happened? The latest chapter in the Hillary Clinton public display of victimhood, finger-wagging, and blame-mongering. It is, in simple terms, nauseating. She's like a child unable to accept responsibility for her actions and refuses to believe that somehow her consequences were a direct result of her behavior. I don't know if she honestly believes what she's writing and put out in this book or is simply delusional and passing blame in large helpings while giving herself only a passing poor grade. I'm trying to remember, but I don't remember a post-mortem self-congratulatory book tour following any other failed presidential candidates. Do you? Let's see, there was Romney and McCain. Even Al Gore, after the Florida debacle, skipped rehashing the whole tired mess, but not Hillary. She's fighting to remain relevant and in the public eye. It seems many Democrats think they're getting a black eye from all of it as a result as well. They just wish she'd go away. Guess what? She won't. She may even be contemplating a return to the race in 2020, which, by the way, I would applaud for a whole variety of reasons. Mostly it will mean another tawdry slide down memory lane with a strong smell of rancid locker room. It will also be another chance to see the lovely clown car of Inside the Beltway liberal politics on display all the way from Arkansas to Chappaqua. I simply cannot wait for the thirds for her. How about that for a slogan? The thirds for her, or some other genius slogan that means little or nothing to the American people. The thirds for her. Now let's see who's responsible for her loss, because it's clear from the book she did everything she could to rescue the race from those who ultimately stole it from her. It was rightfully hers. Now she's indignant. Let's see, there's Bernie, of course, Trump, James Comey, the Russians, white supremacists, bigots in general, misogynists, deplorables, of course, Bill, bimbos, Bill's bimbos, old Joe, young Joe, plumber Joe, and a whole list of those responsible for her failed dumpster fire campaign. I often wonder why these days kids just cannot take responsibility for themselves. And then I realize when it takes a village of people to take all the blame for Hillary losing, I realize what kind of example they are seeing all too often. And I didn't even get into, you know, fake news and white supremacists and neo-Nazis and all the others that she has to blame, including you, people that listen to talk radio. You, it's your fault that she lost. 25 after on a Wednesday. Glad to have you here. Yeah, it's your fault, pal. Well, don't look so happy. Settle down. It's a Wednesday on the Steve Gerber Show.